We're in Simon Tov Kuf Yud Dalid. Sif Gimel, the Mechaber says, Mutter Lahamid Ner B'mokum Sharuach Sholei Kedei Shegichba. You're allowed to put a candle in a place where the wind is blowing so that the candle will go out. Avar Asar Lahamido Shamim Kfar Ruach Menashe. That's only if the wind is not blowing it. But once the wind is already blowing, you would not be allowed to put it there. If the wind's not blowing yet, so then it's Gram Kiboy, which we said is going to be Mutter. There are some Achronim who are Machmir, that every second the wind is blowing, really, and therefore you would not be allowed to do this. But this is the opinion of the Mechaber. The Shaar Tzion quotes among an Avram, who does not hold this way, and says you should be careful not to do this. But again, we always have the Tosos to rely on, who says that Gram Kibuy is going to be Mutter on Yom Tov. And Sif Dalad, Ner Shakaba, if a candle goes out, you want to relight that candle. Mutter lachtoch rosh hapsila kedei she'enoch lidalik. You're allowed to cut off the top of the wick in order that it will be easier to relight. The Rama adds, shirei shemen upsila mutarna filo b'yom tov achas Shabbos, o shnei yamim tovim sh'rosh hashana. If you have leftover wick or leftover wax, you'd be allowed, or leftover oil, you would be allowed to use that even on Yom Tov after Shabbos or on 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. It would not be muksa in that situation. I said, hey, ner shel batala, dehainu, she'enu tzarchla. There's a candle that there's no need for it. Asra bliko, then you're not allowed to light it, because you're only allowed to light things if there's a tzorach. But if there's no tzorach to light it, so you can't light a fire. Aval shel beis haknesa, so chashe shel batala. But a candle for the shul is not considered to be batala, and there is a purpose for such a candle, and therefore you would be allowed to light such a candle on Yom Tov. What does it mean that there's no tzorach? The Mishnah Berurah says, even if there is some tzorach, but the tzorach is just to show how wealthy you are, or something like that, so if it's not a tzorach Yom Tov, or a tzorach gufo, so then it's going to be usser. If you're doing it for the kavod of Yom Tov, so then the Mishnah Berurah says, for sure, it's going to be mutter. And even if there are already candles that are already lit there, so then still, and therefore it's not really adding light, still adding candles causes more simchas Yom Tov, and therefore it's going to be okay. But this is only at night, where adding candles will cause more kavod. But during the day, the Mishnah Berurah says, for sure, since it's so light already, from the daylight, adding candles would not cause any more light whatsoever, and you would not be allowed to do it. That is the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah. The Berlacha says that if somebody's scared of the dark, so then that would be called tzorach gufo, and you would be allowed to light candles in order to help someone who is scared of the dark. The Magen Avraham says in the name of the Marshal that we're not really careful regarding an Ershel Batala, and they can rely on the Rambam, who appears to say that an Ershel Batala is mutter. But a Yahrzeit candle, says the Berlacha, is for sure going to be mutter if you didn't light an Erev Yom Tov, because A, that adds light, and B, for many, this is considered to be a ner shel mitzvah to honor their relatives who had passed away. So what about lighting candles for us? If we wanted to light candles for whatever reason, if we already have electric lights that are already on, so then will we be allowed to light candles or not? So if Nissan Karelit says that if it does add some type of lights, then you would be allowed to add candles at night, because there is some type of kavod Yom Tov for that. Whereas Rav Moshe says that since there's no benefit to adding candles, it really should not be okay. But the reason that the Minhag Olam is to light candles on Yom Tov at night, even while the electricity is on, is because it could be that the etzem lighting is considered to be kavod Shabbos or kavod Yom Tov, etc. And Shlomo Zalman Orbach adds as well that lighting candles is considered to be a minhag chashuv because Klal Yisrael accepted it upon themselves, and therefore it's okay. So this comes up, obviously, the second night of Yom Tov when we want to light Yom Tov candles. So are you allowed to do that if there's already electric lights on? So they're not really adding any light. So it appears that Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach would say it's okay because just lighting for mitzvah purposes or for the minhag chashuv, so then that's going to be okay. Rav Shechter, however, has said in the past that he thinks that you're not really adding any light. If you're not really adding any light, and so then he doesn't hold of this minhag chashuv svar, and therefore you really shouldn't light the candles on the second night if you're not adding any light. So maybe what one could do is they could set their lights on a timer so that the lights will go out when it's time to light the Yom Tov candles, and then lighting those candles will add light. Or you can light in an area of the room where there are no bulbs above your head, and therefore lighting those candles will add light. So then it will be mutter according to everyone. That's what Rav Shechter recommends one should do. If you don't hold of this svar of Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Rav Moshe of saying that there is some type of mitzvah of kavod for lighting the candles, or a minhag chashuv that Klal Yisrael accepted upon themselves to light those candles. This is all at night. But what about when Yom Tov falls out on Erev Shabbos? And now you have to light candles for Shabbos during the day, and then for sure there's going to be light from the outside. So Rav Nissan Karelit says that you should try and light close to nightfall when you will benefit from the candles. And Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says that, no, you're still not really going to benefit, once again, because we have the lights anyway. So therefore, he says, what you could do is try and light it in an area where there's no electric lights, like we were saying. But Me'ikar Adin, he says once again that it's going to be mutter because at some lighting candles there is Kavod Shabbos and the minhag that Klal Yisrael have accepted, etc. Rava Yashav has an interesting point where he says that since the lighting that you're doing is really tzorach night anyway, so you don't have to set the lights on a timer so that they go out right when you're going to light candles. Rather, set them on a timer so that at some point the lights will go out and you'll benefit from the candles at some point during the night, and that's going to be enough to have allowed you to light the candles on Yom Tov earlier, since the whole point is to benefit from the candles when it's dark, so just have them go out at some point. So too, this comes up one more time when it comes to lighting a Havdalah candle when Leil Yom Tov falls out on Motzei Shabbos. When we're going to have lights anyway, and you don't really need the candles, Rav Nissan Karelit says still it's mutter because you're lighting L'Shem Mitzvah, and Rav Yashav also says you're lighting L'Shem Mitzvah, so therefore it's going to be okay to light the candles to use for Havdalah when Leil Yom Tov falls out on Motzei Shabbos.